You're with SBS Radio.
My name is Dr. Esti Galili Weistab. I live and work in Jerusalem. I'm in charge of the Herman Dana Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry in Hadassah Hospitals in Jerusalem.
And what brings you to Australia?
On this visit, I come for Project Rosanna, which is a joint project supported by mainly Australia, but also Canada and the United States, but joint project to improve the bridge, the connection between Israeli and Palestinians through health.
How do you do that?
There are several projects or avenues that we are supporting. One of them is Roads to Recovery or Greenland, which is a volunteer organization that actually delivers or transports patients, young patients, children and their mothers usually, across the border from one side to the other, helps them to get the medical care that they need daily, which otherwise would not be available because they could not afford the transportation, which would cost close several hundred dollars a week. So a volunteer takes them, the West Bank or Gaza, to the checkpoint, and from the checkpoint, an Israeli volunteer collects them and drives them to the treating hospital, all in private cars, obviously.
Professor Weistab, can you please tell us about who is Rosanna and how it started?
Rosanna is now a young adult, I believe. She was a teenager when the whole thing started. She was severely injured and needed sophisticated medical care and challenging rehabilitation care that were not available at the West Bank. So she was treated in Israel. Ron Finkel, the head of Hadassah International in Australia, heard about the case and saw it as an opportunity not only to help her, but to help build capacity for professionals in the West Bank, utilizing Israeli health institutes and trained physicians and medical professionals in order to help the population. So the idea was to both improve the training of professionals in the West Bank and Gaza, but also build bridges so people would meet on a personal basis and learn to trust each other.
I understand that Project Rosanna had an incredible initiative recently.
If you're referring to the binational school, then I do think it's incredible, and I feel very proud to say that we just concluded our first 2.5 years of training of 14 professionals from the West Bank, Gaza, and Israel. One of them was actually trained via Skype because he couldn't cross the border. But we met regularly once a week for a full day of training, lectures, and supervision, joined by Palestinian, Israeli Jews, and Israeli Arabs, held in English so everybody could feel comfortable and understand, taught by international professionals, worldwide known in their fields, Israelis and Palestinians.
Especially to treat trauma victims, I understand.
Naturally, there was two main emphases in that 2.5 year course. One was the trauma victims, because we live in an area that a large population is affected by the circumstances of terror and ongoing conflict. And another issue was culture-sensitive psychotherapy. A lot of the schools that teach in different countries, including here, teach the mainstream psychotherapy. We thought that it's important to adjust it to the Middle East, to religious Jewish people, religious Muslim people, to people that come and immigrate there, to people that have to leave the area. So culture-sensitive psychotherapy and trauma-focused psychotherapy with different approaches was one of our main goals in the training.
This is quite amazing. And we're talking to Professor Esti Galili Weistab, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Professor, can you give us an example how you change like the teaching of psychotherapy when it comes to different cultures and different religions?
First of all, we have to understand that maybe we encourage certain kind of level of independence among our adolescents in the Western world. Independent kind of thinking, be able to have your own voice. A certain kind of rebellious phase is well accepted. In the Middle East, among the ultra-Orthodox Jews and Muslims, you have to be very sensitive about what you encourage an adolescent or the position that you encourage an adolescent to take. It has to take into account what his parents feel about it. It has to be with their acceptance. And if we think that it's worthwhile to have an opposed position, we would address it first to the parents so the child would have a better chance in making his own way. That's one thing. The other thing is that admitting weakness is something that is difficult in some cultures. To say that I'm depressed, to say that I'm anxious, I might lose face. So all that has to be considered, etc., etc. We also encourage young people that were affected by trauma to be able to take a position and interest in what goes in the world around them and to be involved and to give to others.
What price do victims of trauma are paying today?
I'm an optimist by nature. I would say second generation or third generation optimist, but I do think that we cannot fool ourselves. Trauma does take a toll. People tend to be less trusting, less creative. I think part of the difficulty to reach a peaceful solution is a diminished ability in our young generation to even envision that possibility. So preventing trauma and treating trauma, to me, is crucial.
And can you tell us about the Project Rosanna, the organization in Australia? What do they do in Australia?
So in Australia, I am not exactly the best person, but from my knowledge, they have been welcoming in open arms different communities to be part of that project, joining the Islamic, the Christian, and the Jewish community, realizing that the Middle East, the birthplace of the monotheistic religion, does need that kind of approach. And by raising practical financial support, it will allow us to continue the projects I described, other projects that are highly needed in training professionals in the Israeli hospitals, training Palestinian professionals, continuing the binational school with a cohort of 30 students that are waiting at our doorsteps for the beginning next October, to be able to finance gasoline for the cars being driven by volunteers to take children to be treated, and much, much more than that.
Professor Esti Galili-Weitztub, thank you so much and good luck.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.